message. I would pray that God would be in our midst here this morning. I believe he's already been here in the song service. I think I felt the Spirit, and I hope each of you did. If I did. Thought about the word rest. Pray for me. How wonderful it is when we can enjoy rest.
Yes.
And how wonderful the Lord must have felt when he got through with all his creation, that he took a rest. And I think if we could follow that example, we could find a lot of comfort. Let us therefore fear, lest that promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter, for we which have believed do enter into rest.
Yes.
Do you believe this morning that God can give you rest? As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Oh, what did he do? Created the heavens and the earth, all that's in it, and chose those even before the foundation of the world that he would see in heaven someday. And I trust we can feel this morning we're in that number. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day of this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Sin, therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, his limited a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus hath given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? It was finished, wasn't it?
Yes.
He finished his work.
Amen.
There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Mm-mm. I trust we're people of God. I hope. I just pray we're in that number that he chose. For he that is entereth into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same examples of unbelief. It's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it? It gets hard for us to be able to try to comprehend. I can't comprehend it. Try to comprehend all this that the Lord has done and how he did it. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And that's what I was getting at. We're tempted. And we're just sin by nature. But thank God that we've got something in here that's been washed of that sin.
Yes.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank the Lord for his grace unto us. Let us all go together and pray. Each of you pray for each other, pray for yourselves, and let's thank God for this day. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, for this day, the day of rest. We thank you for showing us how that if we do follow in thy footsteps, follow in thy word, we can find rest. God, we pray for peace. We pray for rest as we go from day to day. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you did your work, and we see the results of it. And then you told us how you did rest. We thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that you would bless this little gathering here. You have promised that if we meet two or more in your name, that you would be there with us. We pray this morning, just bless us all together as we sit and listen to the gospel be proclaimed. Lord, we pray this morning that Brother Marty may be able to reach upon his studies and think of those things that's on his, and bring forth those things that are on his mind and on his heart, that we might rejoice together, to be able to say that it was good to turn aside from the world and go to the house of God one more time. God, we pray if you'd bless this little church here. Bless us as we go forward. Lord, we pray that you would continue to lay out the footsteps that we're to follow in. And Lord, give us sight to see these footsteps, that we might step boldly and follow thee. Dear Father, we pray that you would bless those that have been mentioned here, those who are sick and afflicted. We pray, Lord, for those who have lost loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you draw feeling near unto them and let them know that you are with them on a daily basis. Dear Father, we just ask thee now, come and be with in our midst. Sit with each one of us on our pew as we sit and listen to the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus. And we pray this all in the name of Christ our Savior. And amen.